ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Bechoros is dedicated to Le'ili Nishmas Reb Rafael ben Reb Moshe.
Bechoros daf men hey. We're here in the Mishnah. The person that has the aseres, he has an extra finger, and he cuts it off. So if there was an etzem and he cut it, then it's possible. So Rashi says, Hoyul v'chotcha. He's possible because he cut it off. Shereyum v'chuzer eiver sheniv rabbi. This person was created with six fingers. So now that he cuts one off and he has only five, he's a mechuser eiver. This extra eiver that he had, this extra finger that he had. Also, the Rav says like this, like Rashi. So Tais Yontif asks on the Rav, in the Hemshech of the Mishnah's Mavur, that when the person has the aseres, he's pasul, even before he cuts it off. So why does the Rav say here that he's pasul because he cut it off? Or he's pasul even before he cuts it off? That is the question of the Tais Yontif. He asks it on the Rav, and Rashi doesn't ask because it's not Mefurish in Rashi. But the Chartz Mokach in the Mishnah. The Mishnah in the Seifa says that someone that has six fingers is Pasul. According to the Chachamim, Rabbi Yudah is Machshir, the Chachamim Pasul. So you see that an extra finger itself Pasuls. So why does Rashi and the Rav, why do they say that the Pasul is Hoyol V'chotcha? So the Sfasem Masir answers that Avada Rashi agrees that he's Pasul even before he cuts it off. Does Rashi want to explain the ratio of the Mishnah even according to Rabbi Yehuda? Hey, Rabbi Yehuda holds that extra fingers would not pasul. And still Rabbi Yehuda agrees that when you cut off the fingers, then it does pasul. Hoyol v'chotcha. So Rashi wants to explain the ratio is not only of the feet of the Chachamim, but even Rabbi Yehuda that holds that the extra finger does not pasul, but now that you cut it off, it does pasul. Says the Sfas Emes, that you'll say that the Rabbi Yehuda is not shaykh here. Rabbi Yehuda only said, when there's sheish sheish, I know when there's six fingers on each hand. But if one hand has six fingers, you don't find that Rabbi Yehuda is machshir. So McCain, here in the ratio, it doesn't say specifically six on each hand. It just has six fingers. So why should we say that it's going like Rabbi Yehuda? It holds that an extra finger doesn't pass. It says this Vasemis that in the Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayos, it's mavur, that Rabbi Yehuda is machshir not only by six on both hands, even just thumb, extra fingers on one hand, also Rabbi Yehuda is machshir. Mela says the Sfas Emes. Also Rashi held like the Rambam. The hechshir Rabbi Yehuda applies even by any hand that has extra fingers. And then Rashi wants to explain that even Rabbi Yehuda agrees, when you cut off the extra finger, your pasul hoyol v'chotcha. Al Kopanim, according to the Sfas Emes, Rashi agrees that the psul of the Mishnah applies even before you cut off the fingers, the feet of the Chachamim. And the psul afterwards is Bein L'Rabbi Yehuda, Bein the Chachamim. That's Rashi. The Rambam in Perek Ches B'Yes Mikdosh, Halach Yud Aleph, says, Mi Sheyesh Lo Yeseira Be'etzbois Yadav, Afilu Hayu Sheyesh. The person that has an extra finger is possible, even if it's six on each hand. Im Chotach HaSe Yeseira Kosher, Im Hayu Bo'etzim Afilu Chotcha, Pasul. So if there was an etzem, then even after you cut it off, he's still pasul. So the Avnei Nezer in Yerudei Simon Nun Gimel is medayik from the Rambam. The Rambam says the psul is a filu chatcha. Rashi says the psul is hoyol v'chatcha, and the Rambam says the psul is a filu chatcha. Says Avnei Nezer that there's you said it's like a machlokes here between Rashi and the Rambam. When a person is created with an extra finger, do we look at him as that by him, he's supposed to have six fingers? Or do we say, no, he's supposed to have five fingers? And that extra finger is kol yesa kenotol dom. Says this, Daphne Dezer, this is Machlokes Rashi in the Rambam. Rashi holds as Linan Buster Didei. We go by the person himself. He has six fingers, so he's supposed to have six fingers. So when he cuts off a finger, why is he pasul? Because he's Mechoser Eiver. Because he only has five, and he needs six. The Rambam, whoever holds, that Azlin and Basra Dialma, everyone else has five fingers. So he has six. He's pasul because he has an extra finger and he's supposed to have five. So when you cut it off, you're pasul if you're the Rambam cannot say the psul is because of Mechusar Eiver. Because there's no Mechusar Eiver. How are you supposed to have five? And now he has five. So why is he pasul according to the Rambam? The reason he's possible is because the soul of Yaseres that he had before he cut it off stays even afterwards. He's defined as a person with an extra finger. That's who he is. That's how he was born. That's what he always is. Even though now he cut it off, that hagdara, that shame of being a person with an extra finger, that always applies to him. That is the opinion of the Rambam. That's how the Hazer explains. Very geschmack. The Rambam says the psul is afilu chatcha. And Rashi says the psul is hoyel v'chatcha. However, l'chor ha'or g'doyla and the Hazer, that it's meduik lehetiv in the Rambam, the Chavetz Chaim points out, that the psul of Yaseres applies even by Ein Bo Yetzin. Even if there's no Etzin, there's still a psul. He has an extra finger. That's the pasul. When he has it, it applies even when there's no etzim. Just when you cut it off, then there's a difference between yesh lo etzim or ein lo etzim. If ein lo etzim, so he's, that the cutting it off is machshir, but yesh lo etzim, so the cutting off is not machshir. Hare lefila avnei nezer, according to the Rambam, the psul was yaseres, and that psul stays even after you cut it off. So why is there enough kamino between yesh bo yetzem and ein bo yetzem? If the psul of having an extra finger was even by ein bo yetzem, then b'meila that psul should apply even after you cut it off, even by ein bo yetzem. Because you can't take away the psul of yaseres. The earlier case of the mishnah, the fingers are stuck together, so there you can cure that psul. But this psul, the psul of yaseres, you cannot cure. So why is there enough kamino of yesh bo yetzem or ein bo yetzem? Tarek Adoyla and Avdenezer. The Tarek Yud. Lulik Dvarav, say the Rambam does not mean that the psul, that the same psul stays. So the Rambam means to say is that the Chaticha is not Machshir. Lemaisa, it's going to be possible for a different reason. It's going to be possible now that you cut it off. But now you're Mechusar Eiver. But Lemaisa, the Rambam is coming to say that by Ein Bo Etzem, the Chaticha is Machshir. By yesh bo yetzem, the chatira is not machshir. He doesn't mean dafka that has the same shame psul. Until now, the psul was yaseres, and mikan v'elach there's a new psul called mechusar eiver. That would be more mash in the Rambam. Meila, there's an afkamina between yesh bo yetzem and ein bo yetzem. Ein bo yetzem is not called mechusar eiver when you cut it off, and yesh bo yetzem when he cuts it off, he's called the mechusar eiver. That's what it seems to me to change yontiv v'nashon in the Rambam. And here in the Rambam, it wasn't coming to say the same Yisrael Absol. Just the din doesn't change. He also found this before in the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish says that once you cut it off, there's a new psul. The psul is now called Shever Yad. Chazon Ish has an afkamina that before he cut it off, the psul is only because Ein Shav Bizar Shel Aaron and he's not Mechal L'Avoida. But now that he cut it off, it's considered a Shever Yad. And he's Mechal L'Avoida because it's Dabra Mefurish Batayra. It's clear from the Chazon Ish, not only the Avnezer, that it's coming to say that the same soul stays around. So rather, it's coming to say, Ikra Adin, that he's puzzled even once he cuts it off. Another Ari here, of this din itself, that Rashi said before that when he cuts it off, he's puzzled because of Chusar Eiver. And yet, Rashi agrees, as we saw earlier, Rashi and the Rav agree, that before he cuts it off, he's also puzzled. How can that be? This person is supposed to have six fingers or five fingers. When he cuts it off, we say, you're missing your sixth finger, so you're a puzzle. Because you're missing a finger. Good. So now when he has it, why is he a puzzle? Right? He's supposed to have six. If we go, Basar Didei, like Zemuchach and Rashi, and he's called Mechusar Eiver, so what's the problem of having six fingers? Why would we have six fingers as do we say, Kol Yesar Kenotol Dami? Right? It's not true. He has six fingers. Some people have five, and some people have six. And this guy has six fingers. So why is that a problem? Why do we say Anim Kol Yetzer Kenot Odami? So then in the Rishis Bikurim here, Talmud of Avnezer, he quotes Avnezer, and he asks that if you actually can go Buster D-Day, then why is he puzzled on the sixth finger? Says the Rishis Bikurim that we always have to go L'chumra. We go Buster D-Day to say that when you cut it off, he's missing his sixth finger. And therefore he's Mechusar Eiver. But yet when he has the sixth finger, I say that he's possible because we go Basar Di Alma. And Mela, he's supposed to have five and not six. And Kol Yetzer Kenotol Dami. That's his Mahalach. Who told someone to go l'chumra? Why can't we decide and say either this guy either is supposed to have six or he's supposed to have five? Didn't understand so much. And l'maisa, we never find l'gabi mumin. We never find in the Gemara the memra of kol yetzer k'notol dami. The memra that was said l'gabi treifus, and it was not said l'gabi mumin. And the MS, it's a meduy ketiv. The Gemara earlier on Daf Mem that l'gabi mumin we don't need to say kol yetzer k'notol dami. Where do I see that? The Mishnah there says by behema that balas chomesh raglayim is possible. Has an extra leg, it's possible. So the Gemara there says from Shem Rav Huna that only if it has the extra leg in the front, it has an extra hand, kilo. But if it has an extra leg in the back, then it's even a trefa. Why? Because maybe that's missing a leg is a trefa. So now that it has three legs, it's also a trefa. Because kol yetzer k'notol dami. It's mentioned in the Gemara that we only said kol yetzer k'notol dami to explain the dine trefas. Explain why when it has an extra leg, it's a treifa. But that when it has an extra hand, it's a baal mum. We don't need the klal of kol yetzer k'notol dami. Why not? Because it's a little more simple. By mumin, the klal is kol mum ra, davar shebegolui, anything which is apparent, and it looks strange, it's not supposed to be that way. So that's a mum. So a behemoth that has a third hand, so it's a mum nazach, it's not supposed to have an extra hands. So that's a mum shemagolui, and it's possible because it's a balas mum. Not because kol yetzer k'notol dami, but just like having weird eyes and weird ears is a mum. So also having an extra hand is a mum. That's a weird hand. So that's a mum. Meluah then a person that has extra fingers. It's considered a bal mum, not because of kol yetzer k'notol dami, but it's not the normal way to be. It's ein shavim mizar shel aron to have extra fingers. But we don't say anem kol yetzer k'notol dami. As mele to miyushav Rashi, heitev. Lo olam, this person has six fingers, he's supposed to have six fingers. Everyone else has five, but he has six. So when he loses one finger, he's possible because he's a mechusar evir. But when he has six, so even though we don't say anem kol yetzer k'notol dami, because he's supposed to have six. But it's strange, it's out of the ordinary. He's ein shavim mizar shel aron. And that's why he's possible, because ein shavim mizar shel aron. But not because kol yetzer k'notol dami. The Gemara brings a brisa. Yisera sheish ba etem vein ba tipurim. Mitami b'magu v'maso mitami ba'oyel. Ba'oyel min kuf chafei. So it has an etzem without a tipurim. So it has all the name of an eiver. Mitami mitami ba'oyel. And Rabbi Yechanan says, v'nisperes agav ayar. Davka v'nisperes, then it's considered an eiver to be Metame ba'oya. So it's meduik here in the Braisa that we're talking about ein boi tipurim. But if it has a tipurim, so then we don't need to say that it's benisperes. Even the ein benisperes agav ayad, because it has a tipurim, so it's mamish and etzba, then it's also metame ba'oya. That's meduik in the Braisa and the Furj in the Rambam, Perak Beit of Tumas Meis Halacha Zayin. So the Chazanish says that imkein, it's mistalther. Who had in our Mishnah? Who had in the end of the Mishnah? That if it has an etzem and you caught it, so your pasul calls a mechusar eiver. And the Rabbi Yechanan said it's talking about a nisperes agav ayad. Same thing would be if it's in a nisperes agav ayad, but it has a tipurim. Hare, once it's considered an eiver, agav etchumas mace. So it has called an eiver alav. So mela, when a person cuts it off, he's considered a mechusar eiver. However, it's meduik in the Gemara not this way. The Gemara and the Rambam, you don't bring down this din of yesh bo tipurin and ein nisperes agav ayad. And also Rabbi Yechanan, why did Rabbi Yechanan make an ukimta of nisperes? Why could he not have said that it's talking about yesh bo tipurin? The Chazanish adds on that hare, normally the etzba yaseira also has a tipurin. So why did Rabbi Yechanan need to make the ukimta of nisperes agav ayad? Same aura exists with the Gemara Kiddushin and Daf Chafei Mar Aleph. Bottom of Chavdal Mameis, top of Chafei Mar Aleph. Before there, Lagabe the Din that an Eved goes to Chirus when he loses an Eiver, when the other knocks out one of his Chavdal Drosha Eivorim. Gemara is before that who had then if he has an Etzba Yaseira and the other knocks it out, knocks it off. So he also goes to Chirus. Amr Rav Yechonan, who should disperse like Avayar? Only when it's disperse like Avayar, then does he go out to Chirus. Same horror. Why do we need Dafkan disperus? Her would be Huadin by Yeshbot Tzipurin. Even though it's not disperus like Avayar, like Abi Tumas Mes. So Chazanish is mitzadeh to say that there's a difference between Tumas Mes and Lumin and Ether. For Tumas Mes, it's enough with the Tzipurin, even though it's not Al Gavayar. But for to be a Mum, or for an Eved to go out to Chirus, then you need Dafkan Nisperes Al Gavayar. However, the Chazanish is not so masbir what exactly the Chiluk is. Why should this Chiluk exist between these Dinim? It's after that the Chiluk is that. And there are two ways here that are brought down to mean for Tumas Meis. One is with a Tzipurin, and one is Nisperes. Even though both of them are called an Aver, but there's a different gedder of what kind of Aver they are. And by Nisperes Agavayad, it's called another finger. It's on the same line as the fingers. That makes it another finger. But by Ainan Nisperes Agavayad, but Yeshbo Tzipurin, so it's considered another Aver. But it doesn't have the Mila of being a finger. Fingers only when it's together with the other fingers. If so, that could be a chiluk between Tumas Meis and like Abi Mumin and Eved. By Tumas Meis, every Aver is Matami B'Meis. So as long as there's a Torah's Aver to it, so it's Matami. As you're inking by Mumin and Eved, there the din was said specifically on Avarim, certain Avarim. Harin Eved goes out with Chav Dalad Rosh Avarim, not every Aver, only Chav Dalad Rosh Avarim. So an etzba yaseir is also called an etzba. It's like the chav dalad rosh eivor. It takes on the shame etzba. An etzba goes out to chayrus. It's also called an etzba. It's only by nisperes agavayar. By einu nisperes. So it doesn't have the mile of an etzba, even though it's considered an eivor. And who didn't legabi mumin? All right. Even though Rashi calls it a mechusar eivor, but mumin was said, and we've seen all this parak and previous parak. There are specific Avarim, and each Aver has different dinim than a different Aver. The eyes, and the ears, and the nose, and the hands, and the feet, every Aver is different. So in order to get the psul of lacking an Aver, it was said only on an Aver, which is one of the Avarim that are intrinsic to the person, an Etzba, that's lacking, then it has the Chisar. And that's for sure the case of the Chazanish, and the Chazanish says that the Chisar here is Shever Yad. If so, you need him to be on the yad. He needs to be one of the chalakim of the yad. An etzba is the chalak of the yad. Stam, another either, which is found there, doesn't take on the mile of yad to have the soul of shever yad. Another kud here in the Gemara. The Gemara brings down the member of Chizda, b'shem Rabbeinu HaGadol, that yaseres sheyesh ba'etzem ve'in ba'tzipurin tami b'magu b'masim ve'in b'tami ba'oyel. This case is not b'tami ba'oyel. And Rabbi Yochanan says, here it's talking about the Einan Nisperes Agavayar. So the Gemara asks him, Cain, why is it Metame B'mago V'maso? So Rav Huna Bar Manoach says, Mishum Etzem Kasoira Noguba. And Rav Papa says, Gzeira Atu Nisperes. So I found both in the Sfasemes here and in the Minchas Chinuch, in Reish Samach Gimel, that everyone would agree if this Etzem would have all the tanoim of etzem kesa'ira, then it'd be metame. Right? And etzem is metame, even though it's not an aver. Just any etzem is metame. So everyone agrees also by aseres, that even with ein batzipurin and ein esperes agavayar, but it's no different than a regular etzem, and it's metame etzem kesa'ira. So why does Rav Papa say that it's only gzeira atun esperes? And the Smir Chasenuch adds on that even Rav Huna Bar Manoach, mashal, it's only dindir rabbanon. Is mishum etzem kaseira no guba, but it's not a deraisa dekatum of etzem kaseira. Why not? So they say that it's talking about that we're lacking here some tznoim of the normal din of etzem kaseira. Svash Emes says we're talking about even though it's not a kaseira, doesn't make any mention about the size of the etzem. So meila, it can't be a tumim deraisa for etzem kaseira. So Rav Papa says that it's a gzeira atu eiver atu nisperes. By an eiver, there's no sure that etzem needs to be a sa'ira. Only by etzem it needs to be a sa'ira. But by tumas eiver, the etzem does not need to be a sa'ira. That's why Rav Papa did not want to say by, like Rav Huna Bar Manoach. If it would be So I know that even Rabbah would agree to Rav Huna bar Manoach that it's tovim yidei reis. That's the halacha of this first emes. In Minchat Chinuch, says Minusach Acher, he says the meis is an afkemina. By if there's a gzera atu nisperes, a gzera atu an aver, hare an aver is metame, whether it's pirish min ames, whether it's pirish min achai, aver min achai, and adam is metame, before in soy periko arva roitev. So lafi, Reb Papa, it's metame even pirish min achai. Ashenging the tomb of etzim kesa oira, it's only metame pirish min ames. Min achai, there is no tumma. So he says, that's why Reb Papa working on Rav Huna bar Manoach. Because Reb Papa held that the steam of Dvar was mashma, talking about even a pirish min achai. So that's why he made a xer atun is peres. And Reb Min Chesinuch as shver on Reb Huna bar Manoach. And Manoshach, if it's pirish min ames, then it should be even a tumi de araisa. And Reb Huna bar Manoach is mashma, that's only tumi mid rabbonah. And if it's pirish min achai, then it should not have any tumma b'chlau. So why does he say that midrabbanan and it is metame? And he leaves with tzarichiyun pshat and Rav Huna bar Manoach. Another nakuda here is the hemshach gemara legabi isha that evarim that are miyuchad b'noshim. The chalik is that noshim have more than ramach evarim. Rabbi Lezer says two more. Rabbi Yeshua says four more. Akiva B'Pasha says five more. Noshim have more evarim than by men. The Rambam brings down three more. The Ketzel Mishnah asks that it's a loy keman. Noshim have more evarim than men have. That's kind of why we say in Mishnah Berach L'Cholim, we say by a man we say Ramach evarim v'shagidov, and by Noshim we say l'chol evarim or l'chol gideim, because Noshim have more evarim. Here they don't want to mention a specific number because it's machlekes. As we get into the machlekes tanoim here of how many evarim they have. She mentioned boyfriend Kvali, we say l'chol evarim, l'chol gideim. Akoponim and Isha has more evarim than a man has. And yet the Gemara says they're not metamei ba'oil. Why not? Because zayis atayra adam kiamos ba'oil davar hashave l'chol adam. And these things apply only to an Isha and do not apply to a man. So then in the Rishis Bikurim here, he asks, why is the kvius of evarim based on men and not on women? It's mechzas charim and mechzas in a kevus. So men have remach, and noshim have more. The kvius, why are the men kvius more than the women? Says the Rishis Bikurim that there's mechzas charim and mechzas in a kevus. There's also miut islandess. It says the Rishis Bikurim assumes that an islandess does not have these evarim yuchadin v'isha. These evarim were in order that she should be able to have a children. An islandess which cannot have children, kinyor, does not have these evarim. So smoich miyuta the islandess, lemechzas charim, v'nimzu nekevois that have these evarim are miyut. And mele the raiv adam do not have these extra evarim, they only have ramach evarim. That's the teretz of the Rishis Bikurim. L'chayra, we could, reading the Gemara, I would have thought a little bit of nusach acher, a little bit more simple. That the pshat is that ramach evarim exists by everyone. Everyone has ramach evarim. There are some people that are missing some evarim, but the normal tzura of a person is to have ramach evarim. Noshim have extra evarim, but they also have the ramach. So ramach evarim are shaveh b'kol adam. Not because men are more than women, but because every person has ramach evarim. Noshim get extra credit. They get extra evarim, but the ramach is the common denominator between all of mankind. They all have 248 evarim. So that's the davar hashaveh l'kol adam. Oh. So it's before that they don't have tumas aver. It's mitamei b'oyal. Are they considered an etzem for din for tumas atzamos? There are two dinim of that where an etzem is mitamei. One etzem by itself is mitamei ve'etzem kisa'ira. And also roiv binyan or roiv minyan of the atzamos are mitamei. Kuf chafei, 125 atzamos are mitamei b'oyal. So do these atzamos have an isha have the din of an etzem to be mitzari for 125 evarim at somos? I'm sorry. So in Rashi, different masal chaser, the word that they do, that gabi that is considered an etzem. However, in the Shita Mekubetes, the new one, the blue one, printed by Yaakov David Ilan, brings there Shita B'Shem Rabbeinu Gershom. Also the Meleches Shloima in all his Parakveis Mishnah Aleph. This is brought B'Shem Tezus Chitzenias by us. They all say that no, that just like the Eivarm of an Isha or Namitame B'Oyel, who had in the Atzomais of an Isha, or Namitzdare for the Shear of 125 Atzomais, don't have any chashivos of an etzem l'gavi tumas oil. It could be that they agree that it has etzem kisa oira tumtami b'mago v'masa. That's possible, but at least l'gavi tumas oil, it's not considered an etzem b'chla. There's one ha'ara here on this din of atzomis of an isha, of ivarm of an isha. Chard is a pellet. Meir says that the ramach that the ivarm of an isha are not mitami b'oil. Because they're not shavu b'kol adam. Right? Why are the varm of an isha worse than a yaseres? So earlier on in the amud, the yaseres that has a tipeiren or that's in peres agav hayar is yimetami b'oyel. Also, a yaseres ain't a shavu b'kol adam. Most people in the world only have five fingers, not six fingers. So why is that metami b'oyel? Why is that worse than the varm of an isha? Here, what you have to say is that there it's considered another etzba. And that's boys are yeshav b'kol adam. So this person has an extra one, but it's still to be considered an etzba. Hashingi ve'ivarm of an isha, so they're not shav b'kol adam. They're extra to the 248. It's not an eiver that b'chal exists by a man. So meila, these eivarm are not considered shav b'kol adam when they're not metame. We now come to the din of Gemara Medbeis. Din of Shele B'Shtei Yadav and Itzer Yad. So the mission before Machlok is by Shele B'Shtei Yadav. Chomer Machshir and Rebbe Passos. Chomer Machshir, why? Because it's Briusa Atzla B'Smoil. It just has a stronger left hand than the regular person. But his right hand is fine. And Rebbe says no. Rebbe says that his right hand is weak. His right hand became equal to his left hand. So therefore he's lacking the Koyach in his right hand, and that's why he's Passos. That's a gabi shele b'shtei yadav. But iter yad, before in the braisa, l'kule alma it's puzzle. Iter bein b'yad nevi regal is puzzle. What's the psul of iter yad? So Rashi says, because you need avoid to be a min, and iter yad can't do avoid to be a min. Iter regal, what's the psul? You don't do avoid to be regal. So Rashi is mechadish a new chisar. The chisar is that you need lamoid l'sharis. You need that person is standing, he does avoida. He needs kederich sherus, which is standing on his right foot. Standing on his left foot is not kederich sherus. When his ikar is strength, his ikar, what's holding him up is his left foot and not his right foot. So then it's not considered lamoid l'sharis. That's mavur and rash. So the Ramban in Yevam is Nafkuv Dalid, talks about our Rashi. And he says that l'chari the pasuk pshat would have been from riata, pshat here of iter yad, and that he's possibly because of mum. Why does Rashi have to come on to new psulim of yamin and lamoid l'sharis? Says the Ramban. The Rashi holds that the left is not considered a mum. When here all of the strength of his right hand is found in his left hand. Where's the mum? He has full strength like a regular person, like a righty. So righty's strength is in his right hand. And lefty strength is in his left hand. By Yeshua B'Shtei Yadav, by someone who's ambidextrous, then Rebbe holds that's considered a mum because you're supposed to have one hand stronger. So why does he not have one hand stronger? It must be that his right hand is weaker. When a person has his ikker strength is in his left hand, not his right hand, so it just the strength switched over to his left side. But there's no mum b'chla. So that's in Svar why Rashi held that it's not a mum. The Ramban adds on, it's also Meduik in the Mishnah this way, that it's not a mum. The Mishnah leaves out the din of Iter, which is a common din, and goes to the din of Shele B'Shele, of someone who's ambidextrous. Why not talk about a lefty in the Mishnah? Elamai, the Mishnah is donning a dine mumin, in a shav bizarre shalaroi. There, it's only by Shele B'Shele. But a lefty is not a mum b'chol. It's only chisar it is that he doesn't have a yamin. That's the Makor and Rashi. So Rashi and the Makor both in Svara, says the Ramban, and also in the Mashmais of the Mishnah, that the Pso of Smoil, of Itter Yad, is not Midin Mum, rather Midin Yamin, that he does not have a Yamin. So if you got your Nafkamina of the din of Rashi, Rashi holds that Itter, Chesaron by Itter Yad, is caused no Yamin. And by it's a regal, the chesaron because is lacking in lamud l'sharis. Fi Rashi would be that an avoid which is ksheira b'smoil, so then an itter yad could do. Halachas etim l'ma'arocha, halachas evarim l'kevesh, if we're in the Gemara that it's ksheira b'smoil. Fi Rashi, an itter yad would be allowed to do these avoidas. Taisin menachas afchavav as a tzad, that haktaras emurim is ksheira b'smoil. The opinion of Reb Shimon is that almost all avodas are ksheir b'smoil. So Levi Rashi and Itter Yad could do all of these avodas. However, if he's also an Itter Regel, then he's puzzle, because you need Lamud L'Sharis. But if he's only an Itter Yad and not an Itter Regel, then he would be kosher. Also, not to mean it's in the other direction. Someone who's an Itter Regel, but he's not an Itter Yad. So L'Chari is puzzle for everything, because even though he's a righty, and he doesn't have a chesaron of Yamin, but he's lacking in line with the Sharitz. But there's enough to mean in a Bamba. We're in the beginning of the second barak of Zvachim, and Yeshiv is kosher in Bamba. So in a Bamba, you don't need Amida. So a person who's an Itter Regel is kosher in a Bamba. But if he's an Itter Yad, the Chorim will still be puzzled in a Bamba. The Chorim don't about this, but the Pasha Zvarim is that Avoid a Smoil is puzzled in a Bamba. You never find in the Gemara that it's kosher. So the Chorim, a person that's an Itter Regel, will be kosher in a Bamba, but an Itter Yad will be puzzled in a Bamba. And we said before, opposite nafkaminas, that an itter yad has certain cases when he'd be kosher. Avoidas that are ksheir b'smoil, he'd be kosher. But the itter regel will be possible when they're done in the mikdash, because you need lam or l'sharis. Al kol ponim, the opinion of Rashi is that it's only the chisaron here is in yamin, or in lam or l'sharis. And mainly is mechal al avoida, because it's lacking in yamin, and lam or l'sharis, these things are mechal avoida, like mavur, in the beginning of the second parak of Zavachim. But there's no chisor mitzad mumin mitzad enoshom v'zara shel Aaron. However, the Rambam, in Perek Ches of Yes Mikdosh, Halach Yud Aleph, and Halach Yud Gimel, brings these zinim down, l'gabi mumin, l'gabi enoshom v'zara shel Aaron. It's before the Rambam that there's a chisor here in dinei mumin, but it's mashma, that he argued on Rashi, l'gabi yamin, l'gabi lamud l'shoris. The Rambam brings down in the klom of enoshom v'zara shel Aaron, and it comes out that it's not mechal l'avoida. If it would be lacking in Yamin or lacking in Amida, then it would even be Mechal L'Avoida. So there are two Machlokes here between Rashi and the Rambam. One is Machlokes in Dinei Mumin. Rashi holds that a lefty is not considered a Baal Mum. And the Rambam holds that it is. And the other Machlokes L'Gabe Yamin. Rashi holds that a lefty does not have a Yamin. And the Rambam holds that he does. So first about the Machlokes about Mumin. Rashi holds that a lefty is not a mum, as we've mentioned from the Ramban, that only by a person who shele b'shteyod of Revi passels, because he holds that his right hand must be weaker than a regular right hand. He has no strong hand. And she'ain kein a lefty, it says Ramban, his strength of his right hand went to his left hand. He just got switched around. But that's not a mum. That's Rashi. And the Rambam holds the opposite. The Ran in the beginning of Gira Noshe, the Vlamin of Manal of Dapi Arif, explains the sheet of the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that a lefty is considered a Baal Mum L'Kulei Alma. Even if the Chachomim, a lefty is considered a Mum. Because the Chachomim say that in someone who's ambidextrous, so his right hand works fine, he just also has a strong left hand. Now, Shankin, a lefty, he lost all of the strength out of his right hand. His right hand became like a left hand. So that's considered like a Baal Mum. So that's Machlekes in Dinei Mumin. There's also Machlekes here in Dinei Yamin. Rashi holds that a lefty does not have a Yamin. The Rambam holds that he does. So let's first explore. Start with Rashi. Rashi is Zocher Tzorech Bir. Harei, Manashach. Does Yamin mean the right hand, the right side of the person? Is that what Yamin means? Or Yamin means the stronger hand? If Yamin means the right side of the person, then even by a lefty, his right side, his right hand should be his Yamin. And if we say that Yamin means the stronger hand, then his left hand is his Yamin. But one of them has to be a Yamin. How can we say that he has no Yamin? So the Raman there says it's Chilas of Dvar Navni Nezer in Yerideis of Laman Beis of Katan Ches explains it more that La'olam the Yamin means the stronger one. So Mele by lefty L'chayer should be his left hand, should be his Yamin. However, says Avni Nezer, Rashi holds that because the way of people, most people, is their koyach is in the right hand. So the igur koyach of Yamin is only when it's in the, when it's in its place and the right side. When the koyach is found in the left side, so the koyach is shaloi b'mkoymai. The koyach shaloi b'mkoymai is lacking in the koyach. Only when it's in the right place does it have the, does it function properly. When it's found on the other side, then it loses the maila of the koyach of Yamin. Avinezer says that if you Rashi, this is the Yisoid, Chabikamedin and Medine Trefis. The Moshe, the Gemara says that a Reya has five Unais, or five parts of the Reya, three on the right side and two on the left side. And if it's Cholif, if there are three on the left and two on the right, then it's Tref. According to Rashi, says Avinezer, the Chisorin is that the Koyach of the Yamin that's found in the Smol doesn't have its Koyach. So it's lacking that Una. No, the Una is found on the left side, but the Una, but the Koyach and the Yamin, when it's in the wrong place, does not have the right Koyach. And Nezer says, in other places, other dinim of Dine Trefis, the Cholif of the Irish of the Veshet, it's not our sugya right now. But Akobanim, the sheet of Rashi is, when the Koyach of the Yamin is found in the Smol, so it's lacking in its Koyach. So Mela, there's no Yamin. His right hand is his weaker hand, and his left hand doesn't have the Mela of being the stronger hand. Because the koyach is in the wrong place. That's the opinion of Rashi. The Rishonim ask on Rashi that we find Lagabe Tfilin, that an Ityad, a lefty, he puts Tfilin on his right hand. That's the place to put Tfilin. So we see that we do go with his stronger hand. So why do we say for the same price that he's also kosher for Avoida in his left hand? Because that's a stronger hand. So we show him to answer the Ramban there in Yevamis and the Rishonim in Chulin and Daf Tali Beis and Beis. They answer that by Tfilin there's a specific drasha, Yad Ka, the weaker hand. So the weaker hand says that you put Tfilin on the hand that's your weaker hand. Ashingin for Min in Yamin and all of the dinim of the Torah. Then we it doesn't go with which of your two hands is stronger. We need the Ikir Maila of Yamin, the Ikir Koyach of Yamin. To be considered a yamin, it needs to be that the koyach is on the right side and not the left side. The Ramatik had from Rashi big nafkamina ledina halacha lemaisa that the din of chalitza has to be done from the right foot. So what do you do with the lefty? How does a lefty do chalitza? Says the Ramban that lefi Rashi, a lefty cannot do chalitza. If the yavam is a lefty, you can't do chalitza with this yavam. I have told that there's another yavam who's not a lefty. Because this Yavam was a lefty, he has no right foot. The foot that's on the right side is not called Yamin because it's the weaker foot. And the foot that's on the left side doesn't have the Maila of Yamin, Lefi Rashi. So Maila, he has no Yamin, and you can't potter for Chalitza. So these things we need the specific Maila of Yamin. But Tfilin doesn't need the Maila of Yamin. It just needs that you put Tfilin on the weaker hand. That's the opinion of the Ramban Bidash Rashi. However, the Rambam holds that there's no chisaron in Yamin. Which foot is his right foot, lagabi chalitza? And which hand is his right hand, lagabi avoida? We don't know. Not before in the Rambam, which one? So the Maisis Machlokes Rishonim, the Rishonim in Chul and Daf Sadi Beis, the Chassam Sofer in Chul and Daf Sadi Beis and Beis brings in all the shitas. The Rishonim Be'ikar are toiled in the Nidon of the Gemara there in Chulin. Do we go Basra Didei or Basra Di Alma? The Gemara there is donning on Giranoshe. Giranoshe applies only to a behema, not to an oif, the Mishnah says. Because the behema has a kaf haregel, and an oif does not have a kaf haregel. So maybe Isra Giranoshe applies only to a behema, not to an oif. So the Gemara there declares, what happens to a behema that does not have a kaf haregel? Or an oif which does have a kaf haregel? Does it have the Isra of Giranoshe? Do we go Basar Didei? Or do we go Basra di Alma? The Gemara is not Machriya. Teku. So Rishonim held that if you say the Shaila applies to a Yamin also. A lefty, his Yamin is his left hand, That's so. If you go Basra Didei, then his yamin is his left hand. If you go Basra De Alma, then his yamin is his right hand. So we'll be telling the topic of the Gemara. So Ramban there says in Yavamis that a lefty do chalitza, lefty do chalitza with both feet. Because of the suffix, you do chalitza with both feet. That's what would come out of the Ramban. That works with Rabbi Chalitza. Rabbi Avodah, you run into a little bit of a problem. Because if it's really a suffix, so which hand is he do Avodah with? If he'll do Avodah with both hands, then it'll be Mechal of the Avodah. If it's really telling the suffix of the Gemara, in Chulin, then it, practically he will not be able to do Avodah. However, there is another way to look at the din of Avodah. First starts with the din of a Mitzvah. A Mitzvah says in the Torah that you put the dam, everything is on his right side. What about a Mitzvah who's a lefty? Where does he put the dam? Does dam go on his right side or on his left side? So he says, Mukach in the Mishnah, in the Goyim, Perek Yudal and Mishnah Tess, even a lefty, it goes on his right side. It says there in the Mishnah that someone that does not have a bayin yodei hayimonis, ain loy tahayra ilomis. He doesn't have a right hand. He has no way to mitire it. Hey, this person avad is a lefty. Why don't he put it on his left side? Elamayis mavur that there the kavan of the Torah means to put it on his right side dafka. It's not because it's his stronger side, but to put it on a specific part of his guf. Just like you put a dafka on his right thumb, you don't put it on somewhere else. You don't put it on his stomach or on his nose. You put it on his thumb. So Teres Kadeh, the thumb on the right side. It's not based on which is his stronger hand, but a specific place in the guf where the dam is supposed to go. So the Mela, that's the kvias by Mitzvah. It could be that by Avodah, it's the same thing. By Avodah, when the Torah says Yamin, so it means a place in the guf. A place in the guf where the Avodah to be done from is with his right hand. I found this in the Tshuvas HaRashba, in Chelek Aleph, Simin Elef, Kuf Chof. Rashba there brings an idyon about how to the left you hold as lulav. The Gemara says that the lulav is b'yamin and the esrog is b'smoil. What does the lefty do? So the Rashba brings from his Rabbeim that the lefty does the opposite. He holds the lulav in his left hand and esrog in his right hand. Because by him, the Iker Chashivus is in his left hand, not in his right hand. Says the Rashba that even though legabe avoida and legabe mitzoira, even with a lefty, we go with the right side. So why say lulav is different? Says the Rashba, there it's mefurish in the Torah that you need yamin. When the Torah says specifically you need yamin, so the inyan isn't the chashivus of the yamin, the stronger hand. There it's a kviyas makom in the guf. That you do avoid with your right hand and you put the dam on the right side. But my lulav, where there's no gzirish akosuf to need yamin, just it's because of the chashivus. So my lefty, the chashivus is in his left hand, not in his right hand. I can't divrei Rashba. So before in the Rashba that legabi avoida, it's not telling the needle in the Gemara in Yevamis in Gemara in Chulin about going with the day Rosh Di Alma. Legabi avoida, because the Torah says Yamin, it means a kvius malkam in the guf, and means davka the right side and not the left side. So Meil of either Rashba, or it's not like Rashi. Rashi is mavur that a lefty doesn't have the Yamin. Rashi from the that lefty does have the yamin, and what's his yamin? His right hand, not his left hand, because here it means the kfiyas malkum of the in the guf. So Meila he'll do avoda be yamin. Well, Maisi is possible because he's a baal mum, but being a mum here baal mum ain't shavu bezara shel aroin. He's not mechal avoda. So if the lefty would do avoda in his right hand, lefi the Rashba would be avoda kshera. So to summarize. My three opinions in Rishonim, Lagabe, the dinim of Avoida. Rashi's opinion is that he has no yamin, he cannot do Avoida b'chlal, because he has no yamin. What seems in the Ramban and Yevamis is that it's telling the Nidu, the Gemara, and Chulin, Lagabe, Basra Didei, Basra Diyama. Ramban is Lameisa talking about Chalitza, but he brings a raya from Avoida. Seems Ramban holds that Avoida and Chalitza are the same Shaila. That do we go Basra Didei or Basra Dialma? Is it his right hand or his left hand? And the Rashba holds that here it means definitely the Yamin. It's not totally that's okay. Here, I mean, avadi go with yamin, because it means a kviyus makom in the guf. But it's before it's in the Torah to need yamin, so it's a kviyus makom in the guf, and it means his right hand off. Another ari here in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that a cheresh and a shoyta are also possible because your inishavim is darish alara. So the Achrayim have a big question here. The Kveger asks, why does the Mishnah say the psul is only because Einashav is Arash Alarin? There's a much bigger psul. He's not a bar das, so his what he does is called misasik. Before in Tais and Chul and Daf Yudbeis and Midbeis, that the shechting of a korban by not a bar das has a psul of misasik. It says from Kveger, there's a big nafkamin in Ladina. Einashav is Arash Alarin, the psul is like a mum. A bal mum is kosher for shechita. All psulim are kosher in shechita. So who had in Einish of Mizar Shalaron is kosher by shechita. But Shengi the psul is because of misasik. Then it's possible even for shechita. The misasik because it's possible because it's with said legabi shechita. That's a big question from Kveger. A similar question, Chaim of Stenzel and the Minchas Baruch in Simin Gimel Anaf Aleph, they ask, there's more in Chul and Daf Chav Dalet. That brings a miut that a katan is possible for avoida ish. It's coming to mind that a katan cannot do avoida. They ask, why do we need a miut? He's not a bardas and he's a misasik. And misasik is possible for avoida. So the Minchas Baruch there says a chiddush. And also Chaim Oizer, and Achiezer, Chelik Beis, and Simin Dalin. Both want to say a chiddush that the psalm misasik was only said legabi shchita. He wasn't said legabi other avoidas. So the mele we need to passel chir shayt v'katan for other avodas. We need the nears on other avodas, and that's why we need a psul, because the psul of misasik is a unique psul that was said like abe shchita. That's their chiddush. Lemaisa, Reb Chaim there, Sensel and Chazanish and Zvachmas and Menchov, having arrived from the Ramani Melchames, Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Ches, the psul of misasik is by all avodas, not only by shchita. Chazidish also tells that it's Mefurish Gemara and Zvachim Daf Samech, that the Gabi Zerika is also a psul of Misasik. So, Mela Hadra Kusha Laduchte. Why do we need the psul, the pasul, Cheresh Eitav Katan, a katan from a pasuk and a Cheresh and a Shaita, because in a Shavu Vizar Shal Aroin, typically that because of Misasik. So, the Briskarov in Stencils and Zvachim Daf Bez and Mebez says that the psulim is asik is passed even by shechita. All the psulim of avoda do not apply to shechita. Only misasik applies to shechita. Says the Briskarov Bal Korachach that the psulim is asik is not a psul in avoda, for shechita lav avoda hi. Rather, the psul is a psul in korban. A korban is possible. Korban cannot be brought by deim misasik, but it's a unique psul in akrovas akorbanos. The Meila says the Briskarov avoda, which is not midin avodas akorbanos, like Atavas HaNeiros or Trumas HaDeshen, even though it has a din avoid on it, but it's not midin HaKorbanos, Vela, that's kosher by Misasik. Lefizeh says the Biskarov, that's a mutual the question of Rebbe Kveger. We need to pass over Cheir Shoyte V'Kotan by all avoidas, even avoid which is unrelated to a korban, like Atavas HaNeiros and the Trumas HaDeshen. That's the Mahalach of the Biskarov. Chazonish, there it says another teretz. Says the Chazonish that the Mishnah is referring to even a cheresh who is medaber ve'eino shemeya, and he's not considered a shaita. He's considered a bardas. That's before the Gemara in Gittin, that if he's medaber ve'eino shemeya, then he's considered a bardas. So still we need to passel him because eino shavah bizarah shalar. And by a shaita, says the Chazonish, we're talking about a shaita who is itim cholim itim shaita. He only shaita some of the time. Sometimes he's a bari. It's before in the Gemara in Ksubis Daf Chof that things that he does when he is healthy, then it's considered that he did it. It's chayv mitzvahs, and his transactions are considered transactions when he's a bari. So this shaita, if he did avoda when he was a bari, so we won't pasul him because of lacking of das. He's considered a bar das. But he's still puzzle because ain't a shav bizar shalaram, because sometimes he is a shaita, and he's always considered a shaita. Like we had a daf ago by a nichpa, A nechba, even if he's only a nechba once in a while, he's still considered a balmu. So to a shaita, who's sometimes a shaita, at the end of a shaita to be possible for avoida. That's the heritage of the Chazanish. Similar to the ukimta of the Chazanish, you find here by us in the Lakutei Halachas. The Chafetz Chaim says same ukimta of the Chazanish, but for a different reason, a similar reason, but a little bit different. The Chafetz Chaim asks, and why do we need to possible chayush and shaita? Because ein shavim is arish alarim. And therefore, the non mechal lavoida, we should be mimaidim like we're mimaid a kota. Kota is mimaid is not an ish. So do a cherish and a shaita are not an ish. Normally, when we're mimaid a kota from ish, we're also mimaid cherish and shaita. The word of ish means a bardas. So also a cherish and shaita should also be in this mind for the same price. Says the Chafetz Chaim, and we're talking about a cherish and a daber vein a shemea. And a shaita was itim cholim itim shaita. So he's considered a bardas. He's not in his mind from ish. Rather, but still he's possible because even shavim bizar shalar. So the Chafetz Chaim got to this point that he should not be included in katan. And the Chazanish got to it that he shouldn't be misasik. But both of them said the same ukimata. We're talking about a case when he is not, where he is considered a bardas. And it's only psulis because he's a cherish or a shaita. The writer in the Mishnah, and the Mishnah says that Bali Nagoyim Tahirim are also possible. So Rashi says that a kol shekein that a Bal Megatome is possible. But for that we did not need our Mishnah. I mean, there he's Tome, and he's Machal, he can't even go into the Mikdash, and he's Machal Avoid for being a Tome. So the Chiddush of the Mishnah was to say that even Bal Megator, where he's not a Tome, but still he's also to do Avoid because Ein Shavu Bizarre Shalare. So the Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Reish Ayin Hei, declares whether the psul of Bali Negoyim Tahirim, a nega, was said only when the nega is a gris, or even if the nega is less than a gris, he's also possible for avodah. So Minchas Chinuch brings right from Rashi. Rashi says that if the nega is a nega tomei, so is anyway he's tomei. He can't do avodah mitzad the tumah. Why do we need the mission? Why do we need why is included our mission on Ein Hashem Bizar Shalara? That's why the mission says Nagoyim Tahirim. Says the Minchas Chinuch, I have an afkamina. What happens if you say that the psul of Ein Hashem Bizar Shalara applies even when the neg is not a gris? So we need our mission to pass even by Nagoyim Tameyim. But when it's not the size of a gris. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that we have a nega tome, but it's not a gris. So he's still possible for avodah because Ein Shavu Bizar Shalar. Says the Minchas Chinuch that it's Mashma and Rashi that in this case that when the neg is less than a gris, he's not possible b'chlal. He's allowed to do avodah. I can't tell you Minchas Chinuch. It's davar tzarich bir. The gris is a shir and tumah. The mum is not unrelated to tumah. Even Baalei Negoyim Tahirim are also possible. The psul here is unrelated to the tumah. So why does the shear of gris also become a shear in the negator? So in the Minchas Avram over here, he says, you say that normally when we have shearim in tumah, it's a shear in the amount of tumah that you need. If you have an avela that's less than a kezayis, so if it's an avela, it has tumah in it. But to be metameh, it needs to have a bigger shear, a bigger amount of tumah. The shear was said as a shear in the amount of the nevela. Even less than a kezayis avad is a nevela. But to be metame, you need more nevela to be metame. Mashing in the shear gris, he says, is not a shear in how much tumah you need to be metame. The shear gris is a shear in the heft of the nega. A nega that's less than a gris is not a nega bichlal. So maybe that's a pshat here. And even though we're talking about negoyim tohirim, but less than a gris doesn't have a shame nega on it. The mela, it's not considered a nega. And therefore, it doesn't pass for avodah. The Minchas Avraham brings a right to this, he said that we need the afuza to say that two negoyim, each one of them is less than a gris, are mitzarif. If the shear is the shear in the tumah, but each one be a soid is considered a nega, so why do you need a riboy? You don't need a riboy at two chatzi kazetim of a nevela are mitzarif. Each one is a nevela, it's only a shear in the tumah. Here, Bal Korach, it's a shear that was said in the Etzem Hanega. At less than a gris, not considered a nega bichlal. That's why we need a riboy to say that it is mitzarif. One last point for today is the next Mishnah. Mishnah says that a kohen that's noisy noshim ba'avera is possible actually direna hana. If he's metamei lameisim, possible actually kapol of shloye metamei lameisim. It's mashmal heading the Mishnah that only by these two averas, when a kohen does this, that passes him. Kohen that eats nevelis or does other averas, he's still kosher avoda. Why? Because the mumr l'davar echod is not considered mumr l'kol torah kula. So he's not a mumr, and mainly he's kosher for avoda. So what's unique about these averas? These are averas that are unique to kohanim. If he's lacking in these averas, he's doing these averas, so then he's slumming his lacking in his kahuna. Everything in the morning, Yivam is not pechesim at beis, it's mavur, it's a drasha v'kidashtoi. If you have to force a kohen to keep his mitzvahs, Rashi says, the mitzvahs of the kahuna, which is not to be noisei noshim ba'avera, and not to be metamei lameisim. These mitzvahs are the kedushas ha-kahuna is telling these mitzvahs. Me'il a kohen that's being over these averas, so it's lacking in his kedushas kahuna, and that's what passes him for avoida. In the Tshuvas HaRashba, Chelek Zayin, Simin Chof Aleph, he says that a kohen that marries a grusha doesn't get the first aliyah la Torah, and he doesn't duchim the b'seis brings down at the end of Simin Kuf Chav Ches. The Makor is from our mission and from the Sugin Yevamis. We see that these averas, Tumas Meis and Noisei Noshim Ba'avera, they're mechal of the kedushas kahuna. However, it's not mefurish here whether this is in Dereis or in Derabanan. It's not because he's lacking in kedushas kahuna that passes him. Where does it say this din? So in the Rambam in Perish Mishnah, Soif Paragimel Desoita, Rambam brings a Torah's claim in Parshas Emor. And even though we darshan that when a kohen is marries an isha ba'avera, so his children are chalolim, but he himself is not a chalol, it's not mechalolim, says the Torah's claim in him, that's only after he divorces her. It calls on that he's married to her, then he himself is mechulol. He becomes a chalol as long as he's married to an isha ba'avera. So before the Rambam, that's din d'araisa, the Teres Kohenim, that's din d'araisa, that the Kohen becomes the Cholol, it's din of a Cholol, calls man, that he's married to this Isha Ba'avira. Tremendous Chiddush. If so, we would say that he's also Pasul Savoida. If he has din of a Cholol, then he should Pasul Avoida like a Cholol. However, the Rambam brings down these halachas in Perek Vav B'yes Mikdash Halachates. The Rambam says that if he did avoida, he's not mechal avoida. Why not? He has zin of a cholo. Let's start reading our mevayer. Pi the Rambam the next halacha. The Rambam halacha yud has a tremendous chiddush that a kohen cholo that does avoida, but the ever the avoida is kshira. A kohen he's asked him to do avoida, but if he did avoida, the avoida is kshira. That's the chiddush of the Rambam. It's a big tumult. That's not our sugya right now, but that's the sheet of the Rambam. So maybe let's push it. And also, this kohen that's married to an isha ba'avera that's from Tamil Mason, he's not different than a cholo. He's his psul midin cholo. Just he's a cholo for a certain amount of time. He's not a cholo lo'ilam. He wasn't born as a cholo. As long as he's married to her, he's a cholo. But the Ram holds that a cholo does avoida. The avoida is kosher. It's mele who had in this kohen that does avoida while he's married to the isha ba'avera, also his avoida is kshera b'di'evet. Icon for today. Baruch Hashem, we're zeichet to learn this perek, that the movement of a person, and Novar Shein Hashem v'zara shal Aaron. Baruch Hashem, we're able to learn Kami Yesedas, the short perek. Even the short perek, we're able to learn Baruch Hashem Kami Yesedas. Hadron Aloch, Mumen Elu.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.